Okay. We have a quorum, so let's get started. It is 12:47. Items number 9, 10, and 11 will be heard concurrently as they involve the same issue. However, separate motions will be taken for each item. Item number 9 is case number DIR 2016-1803 BSA 1A, located at 11001 North Barrelona Avenue. Item number 10 is case number DIR 2016-1806 BSA 1A, located at 13333 through 13343 North Glen Oaks Boulevard. And item number 11 is case number DIR 2016-1807 BSA 1A, located at 11801, 11805, 11819 West Cagle Canyon Street. Before us are three appeals of the Director of Planning's decision to deny appeals from determinations by the Department of Building and Safety related to land use issues. At this time, we'll hear from City Planning staff Maya Zaitsevsky. I hope I said that correctly.
Zaitsevsky.
And please go ahead.
Certainly. Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Associate Zone Administrator Maya Zaitsevsky. With me is Undine Petrulis from the Planning Department and Sia Porsahabayan from Building and Safety. Sia is here to answer any questions you might have about the building permit applications that were involved in these building safety appeals. Before we get into sort of the merits of the appeals, I would just like to give you an overview since this commission doesn't typically hear building and safety appeals. Just want to talk to you about what they are, what they're not. When you have a entitlement appeal, you have findings, you have conditions, you have a case, a project. In this case, these are instances when an appellant is alleging that building and safety erred or abused their discretion in either their issuing of a building permit or any kind of order to comply, interpretation, requirement, or determination, and they are related to the zoning code, Chapter 1 of the LA Municipal Code, or other land use ordinances in site-specific cases. Typically, building safety would issue a building permit, and maybe either the property owner doesn't agree with what they're allowing or a neighbor doesn't agree with it. They file a building and safety appeal. It's first determined by the Board of Building and Safety Commission office. They issue a written report, and then it's further appealable. If it's a zoning code issue, it's further appealable to the Director of Planning, and if it's a building code issue, then it goes to the Board of Building Safety Commissioners. So I was the zoning administrator. I heard the, I acted on these three cases on behalf of the Director of Planning, and my written determination affirmed the Building Safety Department's written determination, and they are now further appealable to the City Planning Commission. If it was a site-specific issue, which most of our building safety appeals are, and that's why you've probably never heard of these, they usually go to the Area Planning Commission as the appellate body. But because these were three properties, three very similar types of applications, and one property owner, then they are here. They're alleging that we are not properly enforcing the Solar Rights Act and our land use ordinances. So they're here before you. And next, Undine will describe the three properties at issue.
Thank you. Okay, so the first property that you have before you is located in Chatsworth. It's south of the 118 freeway, to the east of the Santa Susana Mountains and the Chatsworth Rocks, and just west of Stony Canyon. The zoning of the property is A2-1. It's located within an agriculturally zoned equine keeping neighborhood, and there's a single family dwelling located on the property. It's surrounded by large lots with other single family dwellings and also horse keeping properties. This is a picture of the entrance to the property on Farallone, and this is the view kind of from the top, looking south, and you see the Metrolink tracks to the west. The next property is on Glen Oaks, and this is in Sylmar, just south of the 210 freeway. It's actually next to a charter school. And the zoning is RA-1K. It's an equine keeping area. And it's also located in a residential zone. The lot was developed with a single family dwelling, and it was demolished by the applicant. And this is just a view of that property off Glen Oaks, and this is another view of it. All right, the third property is on Cagle Canyon, and this is located in Lakeview Terrace, just north of Hanson Dam and south of the 210 freeway. The property was developed with a single family dwelling, and it was demolished by the applicant. This is the view from Cagle Canyon, and another view, so you can see it's a hilly property as well. So this is a comparison of the three properties. They're all over 5 acres in size. They're located in equine keeping areas within residential or agricultural zones, and two of the three properties are in hillside areas. Okay, so the city has a ZAI and a master solar CUP, and those ordinances are in response to the Solar Rights Act. So this slide kind of summarizes the city's pertinent solar ordinances and cases. So in September of 2014, a ZAI was issued by the Chief Zoning Administrator, and it stated that facilities designed to generate electric power primarily for off-site use or sale are subject to CUPs pursuant to sections 1224T3B and 1224U7. So our LAMC section 1224U7 is the relevant conditional use section for solar feed-in tariff projects. We call them FIT projects, and it's a project that involves the large-scale collection of solar energy to be sold to DWP. So LADBS directed the appellant to file for approval of this type of CUP for their projects, and the CPC is the decision maker for this type of CUP. So if they did file for that, they would be coming to your body for approval. In February of 2015, the CPC approved a master CUP, and it was filed by our Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and it was to allow certain types of solar installations operating under the FIT program. So solar FIT installations are permitted on rooftops of buildings or parking structures, carports, not located in agricultural, single-family, or open space zones. It also stated that other FIT projects, such as ground-mounted projects, must pursue a separate conditional use permit. The appellant to these cases was actually mailed a copy of the master CUP and did not appeal it at that time. Okay, so the appeals on all these three cases, the way they work, the appellant applied for building permits to construct ground-mounted FIT solar farms on the three properties located in these residential and agricultural zones. And then building and safety required clearances for each of those building permits. So it included sign-offs from sanitation, the fire department, and that each receive approval from planning of a site-specific CUP. The Fairlone property, the first one, also required an approval of a private street. So the appellant disagreed with Building and Safety's determination, and rather than filing a site-specific CUP, as they were directed to do, they filed appeals with Building and Safety. Building and Safety then issued a written determination finding they did not err in requiring site-specific CUPs. So then that written determination was appealed to the director, which the appellant alleged that LADBS should have issued the building permits for the ground-mounted solar farms in the A&R zones without approval of CUPs by planning. The director, actually the zoning administrator on behalf acting for the director, denied the appeals and determined that Building and Safety was correct to require approval of site-specific CUPs for those ground-mounted solar FIT facilities in the A&RA zones. The director's determination was then appealed to the CPC, and that's where we are today. The appellant once again alleges that a CUP is not required and that the city's solar ZAI and master CUP for solar FIT installations are contrary to the state Solar Rights Act.
Okay, so I'd like to reiterate, Maya Zaitsevsky, zoning administrator, that we disagree with the assertions made by the appellant. We recommend that the City Planning Commission deny this appeal and sustain the director's written determination and adopt the director's findings. I think what they're saying to us and to this commission is that your actions in approving the master conditional use permit, in the chief zoning administrator's issuance of the solar ZAI, are contrary to state law, that we don't have the right as a city to designate certain areas appropriate for solar farms and then others not appropriate without approval of a discretionary action. So it comes down to they feel that we're not following the state law. They feel that every type, large or small, of solar projects requires a ministerial sign-off from building and safety. And I think the City Planning Commission, the city, the mayor, the planning department is extremely pro use of renewable resources, and we're just like at the forefront of making this happen in every project. But I do not agree with what their allegation that the city is obligated under state law to provide ministerial approvals for these wherever, whatever zone they're located in. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, will the appellant's representative please come up? I have a speaker card for Dan Friedlander. Mr. Friedlander, how much time do you think you need? How much time?
I say 10 minutes at the most.
Okay, let's do 10 minutes.
Thank you. Again, my name is Dan Friedlander. I am the applicant's attorney. This appeal.
Deputy City Attorney Amy Brothers, Mr. Friedlander, would you lean a little closer to the mic?
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
This appeal deals with issues of state law preemption. In the record, as part of the application packet, the appeal packet, is a March 19th, 2018 letter from the applicant on all three projects, which goes into great detail on what our issues concerning the appeal is and the legal arguments behind that. I'm not going to go into all of those issues right now, but I will highlight what the main arguments are. Department of Building and Safety's decision is unlawful as it refuses to implement the Solar Rights Act, which prohibits a municipality from requiring a conditional use permit for a solar energy project, which is the type of projects we're dealing with here. The director and LADBS erred and abused their discretion and authority, and they violated California law when they denied issuance of the building permit on the basis that a conditional use permit was required first. Our legislature enacted the Solar Rights Act to remove the barriers to the installation of all types of solar energy projects by strictly limiting local government's ability to regulate those facilities and require conditional use permits. And the Act states that the swift deployment of solar energy systems is not a municipal affair. And so what the Solar Rights Act says is that it requires the city to administratively approve applications to install solar energy systems through the issuance of a building permit or similar non-discretionary approvals and permits. This policy was intended to remove unreasonable barriers to the installation of solar energy systems. Now, the projects we have here meet the definition of what solar energy systems are, and are consistent with that. There is nothing in the Solar Rights Act that limits its application to off-site facilities or commercial facilities. The statute is all-inclusive. It's all solar energy systems. What happened here is the city came in after the fact and applied the ZAI and its ordinance to off-site projects, bigger projects, and commercial projects, which is contrary to what the state law says. The applications filed by my clients for the three projects, they filed building permit applications, which included full sets of electrical and building plans describing in great detail all aspects of the project. Those should have been reviewed administratively and ministerially for compliance with the building standards, but not requiring a conditional use permit, which violated state law. And the determination of the Department of Building and Safety and the zoning administrator supported the city's determination that a CUP was required. Furthermore, the Solar Rights Act does allow for the requirement of a CUP if certain conditions are met, if certain findings are met by the department. And those findings are, in order to require a CUP, the city must find that a specific adverse impact to health and safety before they require a conditional use permit. Those findings were not made here. So neither planning or building safety had the power to require my clients to obtain a conditional use permit prior to issuance of building permits for these projects. What they might have otherwise required for a normal project has been preempted and eliminated under the Solar Act. So again, although the zoning code, the ZAI, the master CUP, and the FIT program all differentiate between the requirements for projects that generate power for on-site and off-site use under the Solar Act, the Solar Act does not make that differentiation. The definition is all-inclusive, and these three projects qualify as solar energy projects, which must be approved administratively by the city without the requirement of a conditional use permit. Unless the commission has additional questions for me, that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now open the public testimony for this item. Each speaker who's, staff, I apologize. Actually, no, we usually do a staff response after public, correct? Okay. So again, we are opening up public testimony. Each speaker who's filled out and turned in a speaker card will have 1 minute to speak. Please line up behind the podium as you hear your name called. And I have a speaker card for Herman, for Shirley, Awarn Keef, Linda, I apologize, something with a T, and Maria Dominguez. Welcome, you may begin.
So, Ms. Millman, as you may come to know, fuck the CBC and fuck Mr. Fauble. The same way you allowed the Department of Building Safety to discriminate against independent living and your so-called fucking policy, practice, and procedure. LAMC section 12.24 U7, off-site use. Fuck all of you white niggers, especially the wetback Englander from the valley, Monica Fat Fuck Rodriguez, the cunt who sells out building and safety and erred and abused its discretion. Fuck this city attorney of Los Angeles who allows this to happen. I don't give a fuck who you fucking think you are. This is our country, this is our America, and in the name of our 47th president, Donald Trump, who sued independent living under DOJ, fuck you.
Thank you very much. You may approach whoever is next in line. Welcome. Please come right up to that mic. Welcome. I apologize for that.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Shirley Gerringer, and I live right next door to this the property on Glen Oaks, this proposed solar farm that they're putting there. I've had several years of pretty serious problems with the people that are putting that together, and I don't think I have time to go over that here, but one of the last things I heard was it's not going to cause any problems for people's health or safety, and I have a lot of reasons to disqualify that statement. I live right next door to it. I have they started grading the property without any respect for our laws here or the neighbors. They started dumping, I don't remember exactly what the amount was, 6,500, or there was dump trucks from all over the state of California coming 24 hours a day, dumping dirt. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It goes very quickly.
I'd like to know where I can say more. I want to submit a statement.
You can talk to staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't
Welcome. Thank you. This is your one warning. If you continue to disrupt proceedings, we will have to ask you to leave. Thank you. Please go
Hello,
ahead.
Hello, my name is Awan Keith. I live behind the property here on Glen Oaks. I live on DeFore Avenue. And my approach to this appearing this because I have a concern about the radiation. I concern about if he built this panel is going to reflect to my property, and also it's going to block the beautiful view that I have. So I would like to disagree with his project. Thank you.
Thank you. Please come on up. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Linda Tarpey, and I live directly behind the proposed property for the solar panels. And I do have concern. I have several concerns. One would be the height of the solar panels that are proposed. And if we know if there's radiation involved in this or what the health concerns might be. Also, how this might affect our property values. And I would just like to urge you to deny the appeal. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Maria Dominguez. I also live here right behind this vacant lot on this proposed facility, and I'm also concerned about the health issues that it may bring up to the school for the children next door, as well as us neighbors around the surrounding areas. When this company started bringing all these heavy machinery to dump all this dirt in the backyard, I noticed that they were dumping the dirt right behind my block wall. As of today, the block wall is still there, but I don't know if there is any damage to it because they put it right against the wall, the block wall. And my concern is that after they remove this dirt, is it going to be damaged? Who's going to be held responsible for this?
Thank you. I know the time goes very quickly, but we appreciate your comments.
And so I'm totally against this.
Thank you.
Appeal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Staff, would you like to address any of the issues that, oh, let me close public's comment. That was the last speaker card. Is there anyone who wanted to speak that did not get the opportunity? Okay, so we are going to close public testimony. And staff, would you like to address any of the issues that were brought up?
Maya Zaitsevsky, planning. I'm going to turn to Sia to see if there's any technical details that he can elaborate on as far as what the plan check process is, when what they reviewed. It is ministerial to say that you need to file for something. It wasn't that he had some discretion. He was directed because of the zone that this property is located in and the type of facility, ground-mounted versus on a building or on a carport. So I'm turning it over to Sia.
Sia Pur Sabahyun, Building and Safety. I just want to clarify, as a Building and Safety, when I issue a permit, I'm in charge of enforcing regulations or guidelines by other departments. In this case, we have guidelines from city planning. When it comes to the issue of permits for this FIT project, a CUP is required. We have a memo from city planning, interdepartment memo from city planning directing Building and Safety that for this type of project, they need to have a CUP. The CUP is not required. They can comply with a master CUP if it support this FIT program or solar panels or support on the roof of a structure like a carport. However, it clearly says provided are not in agricultural zones or a residential zone. And in this case, all the three projects, two of them are in agricultural zones and one is a residential zone. Definitely, by the guidelines I have from city planning, a CUP was required. And we informed the applicant, actually, I believe I shared this memo from city planning that clearly says CUP is required. However, instead of going to city planning to resolve this issue, the conflict between what the state says and what the guideline from city planning is, applicant chose to apply for a permit, even we insist, not insist, we clarify that we're gonna need a CUP, we cannot issue this permit unless the clearance is obtained. They insist of going to the route of saying building and safety make an error, which is not the case, because we as building and safety, I don't set regulations. City planning does, and city planning has a clear instruction for building and safety. So we follow that, so.
Thank you. At this time, is there more?
Can I, and Dean Petrulis from Department of City Planning. I just wanted to clarify something on the record. In one of the slides where I was discussing relevant solar ordinances and cases, I was referring to LAMC section 1224U7, which is a conditional use permit, and that's an ordinance. But the other, the ZAI, the city's ZAI, that's a zoning administrator's interpretation, not an ordinance, and also the Master Solar CUP was actually a conditional use permit that came before the Planning Commission. So that also is not an ordinance. It's a master conditional use permit. So just to clarify on the record.
Thank you.
Maya Zaitsevsky, just one further comment regarding Mr. Friedlander's testimony. He said that Building and Safety denied the building permits, but they did not deny them. And if they had denied the building permits, they would have been required under the State Solar Act to make findings, but that wasn't the case. They just directed them. They made a clearance. You need not only a private street approval, but you need to get a conditional use permit approved by the City Planning Commission, and they chose not to do that.
Thank you. At this time, since this is an appeal, I would like to invite the appellant up to respond to anything that has been said. You will have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Dan Friedlander, for the appellant again. Whether the Department of Building and Safety denied the permit or simply refused to issue it or process it as required under state law, it has the same effect as not issuing it. The Solar Act requires that applications for solar energy projects shall be administratively approved. That's what we're appealing, the decision not to administratively approve that project by requiring a conditional use permit, which is a discretionary permit that's prohibited under the Solar Act. So we can categorize the denial or failure to issue in a number of ways, but it still has the same practical effect, as in they failed to issue the permit that was requested that should have been administratively approved without requiring a conditional use permit under state law.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I will close public testimony at this time, which I thought I had already done, but just in case I had not, now it is closed. At this time, commission will deliberate. Is there anyone who would like to kick us off?
This is Renee Dake Wilson. I'd just like to say I find that this appeals without merit, that that the city is complying with the Solar Rights Act with the intention of what I remember talking about at the City Planning Commission hearing when we talked about the permitting for the feed-in tariff issue, and that these appeals, all three of them, are not within the by right approvals, that this type of installation requires a CUP, which would take care of the mediation and working with the site, hearing about the on-site conditions of the oak trees and things that have been brought up in public comment, the neighborhood issues would be addressed. That's why we have that CUP process. So it makes exactly, I agree with staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Veronica?
Listen, I'm all for solar panels and, you know, getting us off greenhouse gases and all that stuff, but I think the city did the right thing in requiring a CUP, and just based on what Renee said, I think it's essential to have that CUP process, so I'm in favor of denying the appeal.
Sorry. Thank you. Karen Mack, I'm sorry I skipped you.
It's okay. I agree with my colleagues and with the staff's findings.
Mark?
I too agree. My opinions have already been said, so I agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree as well.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the biggest solar champions here. I've tried to be. But this is outrageous. This applicant is trying to do a little too much on their own. It makes me think of the project we received in earlier public comment, or we didn't receive, but someone called out to us where someone just demoed a house on their own and then they come afterwards. This is not how the city runs. You may own that property, but it's not an island. You're in the city of Los Angeles. You have to work under the city rules. This is in compliance with the Solar Rights Act, which it differentiates between on-site and off-site. This is not an on-site facility. And the city has the power and, in fact, the obligation to carefully monitor off-site programs like this. We can't all of a sudden have someone just construct a field of solar panels in the middle of an agriculture area or equine keeping area or next to a charter school. That's outrageous. And that's not how government works, sir. So I think these appeals are entirely are not well taken at all. They have absolutely no merit. And I question why this applicant didn't simply go forward and seek a CUP as so many others have. And this, if this was appropriate, it would have been issued. If it's not appropriate, there could have been ways to condition it.
Please hold your applause. It just makes it easier and more expeditious for us to move forward with our business. Caroline?
I think everything's been said by my colleagues, and I'm in full support of staff's recommendations. Thank you.
This is Samantha Millman. I'm going to concur with what my colleagues said, and I just want to thank staff for an excellent presentation and a really thorough staff report on an issue that doesn't come before this commission often. So thank you very much for that. With that, I would entertain motions on items 9, 10, and 11. Please note that they have to be made separately.
Sustain a promo. I'll make a motion on matter 9 to deny the appeal and adopt the findings from staff's recommendations.
Caroline Cho, second.
James, we have a first and a second. Will you please call for the vote?
Certainly. Commissioner Perlman?
Yes.
Commissioner Cho?
Yes.
Commissioner Ambrose?
Not here.
Not here. Commissioner Cressand?
Yes.
Commissioner Mack?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Padilla Campos?
Yes.
Commissioner Dake Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Millman?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Do we have any motions for item 10?
This is Commissioner Perlman. Wow, that sounds ridiculous. This is Dana Perlman. I'll move to adopt staff's recommendations, deny the appeal, and adopt the findings.
Caroline Cho, second.
James, we have a first and a second. Will you please call for the vote?
Certainly. Commissioner Perlman?
Yes.
Commissioner Cho?
Yes.
Commissioner Corsand?
Yes.
Commissioner Mack?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Padilla Campos?
Yes.
Commissioner Dake Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Millman?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. And lastly,
I'll just keep going. On number 11, I move to adopt staff's recommendation and findings and deny the appeal.
I'll second again, Caroline Cho.
James, we have a first and a second. Will you please call for the vote?
Certainly. Commissioner Perlman?
Yes.
Commissioner Cho?
Yes.
Commissioner Corsand?
Yes.
Commissioner Mack?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Padilla Campos?
Yes.
Commissioner Dake Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Millman?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. And before we run out of here,